This Tech Check briefing is sponsored by Cisco. A cyber attack can grind your business to a halt. Cisco keeps your business moving by securing the people and devices that connect to your network. Cisco, if it's connected, it's protected.
I'm Steve Kovac, and this is your CNBC Tech Check briefing. Microsoft reached an agreement with Nintendo today, with Microsoft promising to launch new Call of Duty games on Nintendo systems for the next 10 years if its $69 billion purchase of Activision goes through. The deal is similar to the one Microsoft has already offered Sony, which is the chief opponent to the Activision deal. Sony has not agreed to the offer and has told regulators allowing the deal to go through would give Microsoft an unfair advantage in gaming. Sony is the market leader in video game consoles. And Elon Musk's SpaceX has a new version of its Starlink satellite internet service for military use. Called Starshield, SpaceX says it can offer governments global communication services for national security applications, promising to transfer the data securely. SpaceX already has ties to the Pentagon. It's the biggest customer in the U.S. government. SpaceX has not disclosed pricing and many other details about the service. And finally, Apple CEO Tim Cook says some chips for Apple devices will be made in the United States. Cook, speaking at an event hosted at chipmaker TSMC's new factory in Arizona, called it an, quote, incredibly significant moment for his company. Most of Apple's chips are made at TSMC at factories in Taiwan. CEOs from NVIDIA and AMD were at the event, too, along with President Joe Biden. The Arizona facility is not expected to open until 2024. That's all from CNBC headquarters. We'll see you back here tomorrow.